Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with the Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Something good has actually come out of the whole Bill Cosby mess. Yesterday, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that will end the 10-year statute of limitations for prosecuting certain rape and child molestation cases. It goes into effect January 1st.
Number 4.
With Taron Killam out at Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin will now portray Donald Trump in all the skits. You'll see him take his first stab at it this Saturday night when season 42 premieres.
Number 3.
Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna decided to put to bed the rumors that they've broken up again by Snapchatting from bed last night. Rob shared two videos of them failing to catch their baby girl moving in Chyna's belly.
Number 2.
The same guy who grabbed Gigi Hadid from behind in Paris last week has now tried to attack Kim Kardashian's behind while she was walking from her car into a restaurant. The same guy jumped from the crowd and tried to plant a kiss on Kim's bottom. He missed, but Kim's bodyguard didn't.
Number 1.
Sources say shortly after Taylor Swift ended things with Tom Hiddleston, she and Calvin Harris began texting each other. We don't know who sent the first text, and their communication has not gone beyond that, but sources say ultimately they decided to bury the hatchet. That's your Showbiz Top 5.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.